Today, I hope you can listen to the words this morning. And I got a couple questions to pose at the beginning, and we'll read the word this morning. And I really hope that you can take it to heart and look and self-assess. We talk about self-assessing our lives a lot and doing a proper self-assessment of where we are spiritually. And especially speaking this morning about your foundation. What is your foundation? What's your spiritual life built upon? And then what's your spiritual building codes? We'll get into that in a minute. Deep questions this morning that kind of were rolling around in my head this week. In preparation for this morning, just so you guys know how my brain works, I'm sorry to tell you this. This is how it works. Things happen or happening during the week, and I'm like, yo, God, I kind of need something for a sermon here. Yeah, it would be nice. Pastor Joyce is like, yes, I've been there. Like, yeah, I need something to talk about this Sunday. And, of course, different things happen throughout the week that might trigger things or thinking or scripture that pops into my head. And, of course, I think you probably can understand maybe what was going on in my head this week as we were preparing for a storm. We were enduring and sat through the storm. And then the obvious aftermath of so many people affected by said storm. So I had storm on the brain. And it's interesting to me how God speaks to me about what to talk about, because I had a little song that came to my head from when I was a little kid. And that is exactly what happened and how this is the origination, or what they call it, the origin story of today's sermon. Storm on the brain, a kid's song pops in. Okay, we got something here. We can roll with this. And so I took it and thought about it. And yes, the song will be sung to you later. Please hold. Please hold. And we'll probably put it in the Saturday Night Live repertoire of songs that we do. But I have been singing this song all week and this morning and all kinds of stuff. So there's the origin story today. That I got this parable and this scripture out of Matthew popped into my head. We find the scripture that we're going to read this morning, Jesus' words in Matthew 7, 24 through 29. I know it as the parable of the wise and foolish builders, two different people. And before we read it, I want to just set the stage, because I like to do that, don't I? I like to, like, where are we? What's going on here? Jesus is finishing up the Sermon on the Mount. Ever heard of it? Anybody heard of the Sermon on the Mount? Good, because I've spoken about it a couple times. Sermon on the Mount, you are listening. Thanks, Jane. Jesus has given the best of the best sermon of all time, much better than mine, or any of mine combined. He's teaching to thousands of people, probably over a few days, actually, talking to people about things like prayer, loving your enemies, forgiving people, everybody, telling us not to worry, talking about, this is where he talks about the narrow and the wide gate, what it means to live and bear good fruit. Lots of stuff. You've heard some of these things before. I sure hope you have. You've heard some of these things before. We've heard them. We've studied them. And what Jesus is doing when we come upon this parable of the wise and foolish builders is he is finishing up. The Sermon on the Mount, these are his last words. This is how he wraps up his amazing, awesome, fantastic, perfect sermon. Matthew 7, 24, and I'm just going to read, 24 through the end of the chapter, which is 29. So let's read the words of Jesus this morning. All right. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Jesus is finishing up an amazing sermon, and he tells this story. of two different people, a wise person and a foolish one. And I, you know, sometimes when I've heard this story before and I'm like, oh, they're so different. These people are so alike. There's so many common similarities between these two individuals. There's one main difference that makes all the difference that we're going to get into. But we have a wise person and a foolish person. A commonality is they're builders, both of them, aren't they? They're building things. I gained a little knowledge about building in this area as I was doing my research during the week. And we can better understand what Jesus was saying if you can kind of put yourself in the place that Jesus was. Okay, so let me just tell you what's going on around at the time. Okay, he was in the area of Palestine while he was given this sermon. And it was a land of hills and mountains. In Jesus' time, it was also subject to violent rains and sudden floods, and they didn't have Dennis Phillips to give them a heads up about what was going on. Oh, I love Dennis Phillips. All right, so anyway, the Jordan River annually swelled to dangerous levels. Annually, it was a regular thing, common occurrence, becoming rapid and furious, spilling an extensive amount of water onto the plains below, sweeping away anything and everything. Houses erected within reach of such sudden deluges, especially those found on sand or other unreliable foundations, could not withstand the forces of nature. Because mountain rocks are common there, I said it was mountainous. Did you hear me say that earlier? Because it was mountainous, it would not have been difficult to find a place with a good foundation to build something, a home, a structure, okay? So the two builders here, we have two builders, and they have two options on where to build. One was wise and made a decision to go and put that forth the effort to go into the mountain, and another person decided not to do that. That was the foolish person, right? We see Jesus say, hey, the wise person built their house on the rock. The foolish person built their house on the sand. He is not talking about literal stuff. Are you guys understanding me this morning? He's not talking about literal homes. He's talking about our lives. In the beginning of this sermon, I asked you, what's your spiritual life built upon? Let me put it this way. We have in place in our physical world building codes, don't we? Where if we're going to build something, we have to obey those rules, regulations, and building codes to keep ourselves safe and everybody in our neighborhood safe, correct? I looked it up because I was interested in knowing. And in Gulfport, there's 3,300 building codes. 3,300 building codes. No wonder it takes forever to do anything, all right? Wow, talk about some red tape. But they're for our safety, so that when we build, our structure stands and it's safe. What in your spiritual life is your building code? Jesus gives us everything we need to know for our spiritual lives and how to build our spiritual life on solid rock. You can kind of boil it down to two things, love God and love others, but that's for another day, another time, but, right? Building codes. Do you live by the written word in here, our building codes and how to build our spiritual life around Jesus? It's all right here. Read it, know it. These people had just listened to the best, most amazing, stupendous sermon ever. And Jesus basically says this: the wise person's going to listen to what I have to say, and they're going to use this to build their life. The foolish person is going to ignore everything I just talked about over the last few days. If you want to know more about the building code, read any of this Bible. The gospel is a great place to start. Sermon on the Mount, I've given you that homework before. I know I have. Read anything and know the building code and the code that Jesus wants for us to build our life on Him. Him being the rock. Be a wise individual in making that decision. So the story contains two builders. And I love the fact that they also, not only are they building things, but they hear the same lesson, and I'm kind of maybe reiterate, but I want to dive into it just a little bit more. Like, we just talked about this. Jesus is saying all of these beautiful things and telling us how to live our lives through his teachings. And all these thousands of people hear it, and Jesus knows that some people are going to act on it, and some people are not going to act on it. His summary is this in my version of the Bible. Hey, yo, people. If you're wise, you're going to listen, you're going to do this, and you're going to act on these things. This is how you're going to live your life. If you're a foolish person, then you're going to ignore everything I said, and I will pray for you. We have two options here. There's two options. The same sermon. You're hearing the same sermon today, and you're going to leave here, and you have two options. You're going to either listen and implement and maybe change something in your life, or you're going to say, oh, that was beautiful. I'm so glad I got to see everybody, and go on your merry way. That's it. There's your two options. Anytime you read, study, come to Bible study, converse with other people, you're going to have two options. You're either going to be, I'm going to listen to what Jesus has to tell me, or I'm going to ignore the fact and go on my merry way. And Jesus knew this. True believers, followers of Jesus, put teachings into action and build their life on Him. Their foundation is Jesus and what Jesus wants them to do. They take His guidance. That's a wise person. A foolish person builds their life on other things that don't matter. Those are phony believers, if you will. We'll call them phony. They have potential. Let's just say that. They have potential. Phony people come to church, they look the part, but don't act upon the building codes that we learn about to build our life solidly on Jesus. These people heard the same lesson, but only one of them did the wise thing with those lessons. By the way, if you want to know anything more about wisdom and wise living, we'll see you on Wednesday morning, 10 o'clock. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, we're reading through Proverbs. Thank you. One person built their life upon Jesus, and when the storm came, they stood firm. The other person's life fell with a great crash. The difference is putting Jesus' building code into action. So the final thing that they have in common is the circumstances they find themselves in. The circumstance of a storm is the same for both the wise person and the foolish person. It does not say that the wise person built their life on Jesus, the rock, did everything they were supposed to do, studied, and no storm came. It does not say this, does it? What happens? The storm comes for the wise person and the foolish person. The circumstance in their life is the same. The storm is going to come. It simply is. The difference, however, is the wise person built their life on a rock to withstand that storm. Right? You see that? Because we love Jesus, we live by His code. It doesn't mean that the storm won't come. It means that we can withstand the storm when it does come, because it will. If you've not had a storm in your life, slow clap for you. I'm happy for you. I'm really happy for you. But I'm telling you, the storm is going to come. It's going to come. Our faith is going to be tested. How will we fare? Death, financial trouble, relationships issues, physical illness, mental health issues. They're going to find their way. The way we withstand the storm in our spiritual life is to build it on Jesus. Have you ever been around somebody that you think is so super spiritually strong, and then a storm comes and they are just completely wiped out and devastated? That's a sad moment, isn't it? We want to be a church full of people that when the storm comes, we're going to be singing on the other side, aren't we? Through it. All the way through it. Because we've built ourselves on Jesus, and the foundation is dug deep. Many people in our world today build their lives on things that easily crumble. Homes, jobs, material things, cars, possessions, unhealthy relationships, whatever. And when the storm comes, it looks like they would have had what they needed, but they didn't, because their foundation was not where it needed to be. They built their spiritual life on shifting sand that lacked a foundation and the most important thing in the world, Jesus. Jesus knew that some of the people would be listening and would be attracted to a level surface of sand rather than a site that needed to be worked and properly excavated to reach the hard and rugged bedrock to build a foundation. Look, Jesus knew they're going to hear this, but sometimes it's so easy. Look at this nice sandy spot right over here. This is so nice. I think I'll build stuff on that. It's easy. But over here, you've got rock and hard stuff. It takes effort, right? To dig into, make a foundation. Anybody build anything before? It's harder to build it on a place and do it right than on what's easy. And Jesus knew that. He knew people listening were going to be like, well, this is a nice and easy place. He's saying, look, don't take the easy way. Why do we do that as humans? Don't take the easy way. Dig into the foundation. Do the work. Build your relationship with God. Dig in. Get dirty. That's how you're going to withstand a storm. The question I have for you today is, where have you built your life? What is your foundation? When a storm comes, how are you going to fare? A true disciple listens to the words of Jesus, takes those words, builds their relationship on Him. A foolish person, I'm sorry, doesn't. And I want us to be all a bunch of wise people in here. Both of these individuals heard the building code. The wise person and the foolish person heard the same lessons. They had the same set of circumstances with storms that came in through their life. And according to Jesus, the rain came down, the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the wise person's house, but it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But the foolish person, their house, the streams rose, the winds blew, beat against that house, same exact things happened, and it fell with a great crash. You guys want to hear my kids' song?
Yes.
Lighten the mood a bit?
Yes.
Has anybody heard a kid's song about the foolish and the wise builder? Uh-oh, Pam, do you want to sing it with me? You don't want to hear me sing, she said. So there's some hand motions that go with this, and it goes like this. The wise man built his house upon the rock. She's singing it. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rains came tumbling down. Yes, they did. The rains came down, and the floods came up. The rains came down, and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up, and the house on the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. You're catching on. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And what happened? And the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. Ooh, the rains came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up, and the house on the sand went splat. That was good, wasn't it? That was the right interpretation. You get a bunch of kids say splat. That's obviously not the version of the Bible that I had today, but you get the idea, right? Enjoy that. That song will go through your head all day. You are welcome. Look, I want us to be a church full of wise people who build our house, our spiritual home, our hearts, our souls on Jesus. Because then we have that strong foundation. When stuff happens, we won't waver. We'll stand. We have two options. We either take what Jesus tells us to do as we study and we dig in, we get dirty, and we listen to those words and we put them into action. Or we have the other option that I'm not going to mention, because we're going to be a church of people who dig in and do the dirty work and have a relationship upon Jesus and our rock that will help us withstand when the storm does come. Let's pray. Dear God, I am grateful and thank you so much for being with us, for helping us create that strong foundation that is found in you. Help us to all take assessments of our lives and see where we need to dig in deeper and make our foundation better. God, it's not too late for any of us to help fortify that foundation that we have of you in our lives. And God, I encourage each, every person, God, move in everybody's lives so that they can be closer to you and dig into the foundation of the rock, you, Jesus, our Messiah, our Savior. God, I'm grateful for this lesson, for this little parable that finishes up an amazing sermon, God. May we all take it to heart and make changes in our life and look at our foundations, God. Do the appropriate things, just those little tweaks, God. Help us dig in just a little deeper into you. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen.